Yeah, so what caught my eye is a Ben Hananel that he mentions it in the Harei Kevin, and he mentions the Rav, gives an explains it. But it has to do with Hatokei Elishir. Okay. So on Daf Chavches Omer Aleph, on the bottom of the Daf, so the Gemara says, Hatokei Elishir Yotza. And because the Gemara said before, Amar Rav Kafu Parsoyim, if they forced him to eat matzah, so he's Yotza. So the Gemara says, same thing over here, that the that Kafu by Kafu Parsoyim was where they forced him to eat matzah. So he wasn't Mechavein L'shem Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Zoso Meres HaTakeh L'shir Yotzo, that a person that blows the shofar for a song, he simply wants to use it as an instrument of a musical instrument. So is Yotze, because even though it wasn't Mechavein L'shem Mitzvah, is Yotze, because it was Mechavein L'shem Maisa. All you have to do is the Maisa. Okay? So there's a strange Rabbeinu Hananel there. Rabbeinu Hananel says that Rabbeinu Hananel says those who meres at takel shiyotza kegan hodich siv halu b'seika shofar shetokin lahalel kiyosebo. So this Rabbeinu Hananel says that what is takel shiyot, that he's tokeya to be mahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tkiya shel shevach. Okay. So the Rav said that you see from here that if it's not a tzkiya shel shevach, he's not mechavein l'shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not, it's not even considered what? It's not even considered anything in my sense. It's nothing. So he wanted to say that the maisa of shofar is really where he's mechavein to be tokei al HaKadosh Baruch Hu shevach. But what bothered me is, how do you put the kavana into the maisa? It would seem the maisa is just a physical action. And here, if he's tokei al shir, just let's say to call his dog, or to do any, to produce any sound, so that should be enough. I mean, how does kavana, l'shem shevach, fit into the picture of a person that does, that's machaven, that's not machaven l'shem mitzvah? In other words, kavana would seem to be an extraneous property. So the Rabbeinu Hananel, on the surface, seems very difficult to interpret that way. That tekel l'shir means that he's tekel l'shevach. That, in other words, that the maisa is where he's tekel l'shevach. That doesn't seem to be a part of the maisa. That seems to be a kavana. Kavana belief. Okay. So how could the Gemara insist that by shofar you need kavana b'lev in order to create the maisa tkiya shofar? I mean, it just doesn't seem to be sensible. I mean, maisa is maisa, and kavana is extraneous. Okay. So I decided to take a look further into the sugya. Gemara says... Gemara says, look at this. Yeah, once again, Amar Rashi, Shekafu Parsoyim, they forced him to eat. Yeah, so Rashi, so right. Amar Rava Zosomeres at the Kalashir Yotza. Pshita the Gemara, Sainu Hach, it's the exact same case. I mean, especially according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it wouldn't seem to be the exact same case. But Rabbeinu Hananel insists that it is the same case, and the Kavana makes it the case. So the Gemara says, "Now the same ahasam echol matzam archamon avachol." So Rashi says, "Venene b'achilasa hilkoch lav mesaseku sherei aflin yin chiyuv chata samrinim hamesasek bechalav v'arayis chayev shekein nene." Because we say that even with regard to chatos, that if a person's misasik b'chalav v'arayis, he doesn't intend to eat it, but nevertheless he does eat it, and he's going to be chayev. Why? Because it's not misasik. Because we say shekein nene. Because since he was a nene, so the gavra can't be excluded from the maisa, because he had an os. So over here too, you might say that since he ate, so he was a nene. So that's why it's good. Because a nene can't be considered a misasik, because he experiences a certain anah. So the Gemara says, Aval hocha zichron truksiv v'hai misasik bi'almahu. But over here it says zichron truam. So the Ritva learns a very good the pshat. I mean, Ritva's pshat is seems to me to be the simplest pshat in the Gemara. That zichron truksiv, that this is an exception to the rule, because you need a key and belief. So you might think that since it's an exception to the rule and you need a key and believe, so therefore the rule doesn't apply of a person that's not miskaven the shein mitzvah, because over here you need a key and believe. So Gemara says kamash malon, that all mitzvahs are the same. That there's no difference. That's where the revolver learns. That the tachsisa, the method of doing mitzvahs, is all identical. So if it works, if you say mitzvah ain't tzricha kavana in one place, so it means it's a general rule in kol Torah kula. But the Gemara thought that maybe there are exceptions, like zichron shua. Because over here, zichron shua requires what? Requires kavanas alev. So maybe this is an exception to the rule. Kamash Malan, there are no exceptions. That's the way the Ritva learns, and that seems to be the simplest way. Okay. Rashi learns Kamash Malan, the afal gav the misasek, who, even though he's misasek, yotzo. Why? The mitzvos ain tzrichos kavana. Because we paskin, he holds that mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavana. Okay. So Rashi says a strange thing over here. Because Rashi's saying he's misasek, and nevertheless, kamash malan, the misasek is yotza. But take a look at Tesis. Tesis says, Aval hocha takei lishir, misasek ba'almo. Come on, beperek basra, nan hamisasek lo yotza. Right? So Tesis seems to say, it says openly in the Mishnah that if a guy is teaching kids to blow shofar, and he's just trying to produce sounds, so he's not yotza because he's a misasek. Okay? Yeah. But Rashi has a strange formulation. Rashi says no. Kamash Malan, the afagav the misasek, who, even though he is a misasek, really, over here. And even though he's a misasek, he's what? He's yotzer. Right? But Taisus is right. The Mishnah says that misasek is lo yotzer. Okay? Yeah, so how do we explain Rashi? That's what was bothering me. How do we explain Rashi? Okay. Yeah. That Rashi says that misasek is yotza. Okay. Yeah. So what I wanted to say was like this. that there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi holds that if you hold mitzvahs trichas kavana, so there's a din of lishna. There are two types of misasik according to Rashi. One misasik is a misasik in the maisa. That he's not yotze. But another misasik is misasik belev. He's misasik in kavana. In other words, if you hold mitzvah trichas kavana, so the fact that you're being tokeo lishir, according to Rashi, does not help you one iota. Because the fact that you're mechaven to produce the sound has nothing to do with the l'shem mitzvah. So vis-a-vis the kavona of l'shem mitzvah, he is simply a misasik. Okay, do you follow? In other words, according to Rashi, there's two definitions of misasik. One is a misasik in maisa. That's where the guy doesn't intend to produce a sound. But the second misasik is where vis-a-vis kavonas ha-mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, is considered a misasik because the gavra, vis-a-vis that idea, has no intent. So vis-a-vis kavonas ha-lev of l'shem mitzvah is a kavona, it's not a misasik. So vis-a-vis l'shem mitzvah, the gavra is a misasik. So kamash malon, that even though he's a misasik, he's yotze. Okay? In other words, according to Rashi, the fact that he intended to produce the sound, he intended to do the maisa, okay, that does not bring him one iota closer to the din of if you hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Because still, vis-a-vis kavanas alev, the gavra is still a misasik. So the fact that he intends to do the maisa doesn't help him at all with regard to what? With regard to mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Because insofar as he's concerned, his intention was simply maisa. And maisa and kavana are two different realms. So he's a misasik vis-a-vis kavana. And in terms of producing the maisa, it's true, he had kavana to produce the maisa. But that doesn't help him, doesn't bring him one iota closer to the idea of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Okay? How does Tosfos learn? Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds that since if he's mechaven for the maisa, okay, so that brings him closer to asiyas mitzvah. At least he's mechaven to the maisa mitzvah, and therefore we can say that mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana. Because as long as he had in mind to do the Maisa HaMitzvah, so that brings him closer to the Asiyas HaMitzvah. And therefore he's Yotze. But if he didn't have in mind to do the Maisa HaMitzvah at all, then he simply has no Shachas to the Mitzvah. But if he has in mind to do the Maisa HaMitzvah, so at least he's closer to the mitzvah of Srichas Kavana. It's true he's lacking Kavana, but he still has what? Kavanas Maisa HaMitzvah. And Kavanas Maisa HaMitzvah puts him in the ballpark of mitzvah, because at least it's Maisa HaMitzvah. Rashi learns that it doesn't help, because Rashi learns the L'shem mitzvah is a different idea. So the fact that he's mechaven, to do the maisa, doesn't bring him any iota closer to what? To the l'shem mitzvahs tkiya. Because that's a different realm. But Taisus maintains, no, it does bring him closer, because at least he's mechaven for the Maisa HaMitzvah. So that's the Machlokas Rashi and Taisus. Okay. So, Ada Osis Lahochi. Now I think we can interpret the Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay. Why does this help us interpret the Rabbeinu Chananel? Because we could ask, how does Rabbeinu Chananel hold? Like Rashi or like Tesis? So the answer is that he holds like Rashi. Because he holds the fact that he does the Maisa, is Mechavan to the Maisa, that doesn't bring him any closer. But he also, he holds like Rashi, basically. Okay? He holds like Rashi. The fact that he's Mechavan for the Maisa doesn't bring him any closer. But he disagrees with Tesfis also. Because Tesfis holds that if he's Mechavin for the... Tesfis holds that if he's Mechavin for the Maisa per se, it does bring him closer. And the Rabbeinu Chananel maintains that it does not bring him closer if he's Mechavin for the Maisa. Why? Because Rabbeinu Chananel maintains that you have to, in order to have him in the realm of L'shem Tekiyas Shofar, he has to do an action which is an action of Shevach Hodo, and therefore he's closer. Do you follow? In other words, the Rach is sort of like a combination. Because he holds like Rashi that the fact that he does the Maisa doesn't bring him any closer. Right? But he doesn't hold like Tesis. But he doesn't hold like... He holds like Rashi that the fact that he does the Maisa doesn't bring him any closer. But he also holds that in order to bring him closer, what does he require? He holds like Rashi there. In other words, he doesn't hold like Taisus, that the act of doing the Maisa brings him any closer. Of course, it's Mechavim for the Maisa Mitzvah. But he doesn't hold like Rashi either. Because Rashi holds that he's Yotzei by Misasek. Kamash Malon, the Misasek is Yotze. In other words, like this. I'm going to try to clarify a word. He holds like Rashi, but he doesn't hold like Rashi, because Rashi holds the fact that he does the Maisa brings him closer. And Rabbeinu Chananel holds it doesn't bring him any closer. But Rashi concludes from that since it doesn't bring him any closer, you see Misasek is Yotze. And he doesn't want to go with that idea, that Misasek b'negeya to L'shem Mitzvah is Yotzah. So therefore he holds that the only way that you can bring him closer is if he's Mischavein, if he does an action that's in the realm of Shevach Lodo. But he's not Mechavein L'shem Shofar. Then you could say Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana. Do you follow? So you have three shitas. You have shitas Ataisus that holds that if he's mechaven at least for the Maisa HaMitzvah, then what? Then he could be Yotze, because he's closer to the Mitzvah because he's mechaven for the Maisa HaMitzvah. Then you have Rashi Shita that holds that no, it doesn't bring you any closer because it's still just the Maisa HaMitzvah. And then again, to the L'shem Mitzvah, he's a Misasek, because that has to be measured in different terms. So therefore, Rashi concludes that Misasek is Yotzah.
Well, what's the
Misasek
after Yotzah?
What
Misasek would not be Yotzah?
According to Rashi?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, the Masasek and the Maisa would not be Yosef. That's the Gemara later. That's what Tosfos quotes. That if you're teaching the kids to blow shofar and you're just playing around with the sound, so you're not machaven to be to produce a sound, there Rashi holds you not Yosef.
So
what is
the thing Rashi does? Is it both holding the Masasek, the Yosef, and the Masasek?
No, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is like this. That according to Tosfos, if you're machaven l'shem maisa, so therefore you're close. That's close enough to make you yotze if you hold mitzvah sanctuary chesed. Rashi maintains no, that that's not going to do anything for you, because in the realm of l'shem mitzvah, which is mitzvah shichas kavana, in that realm you're not any closer because you're being tekel l'shir. Yes, so Rashi says, Kamash Malon, that even if you're Misasek, Yotze. Misasek binogea to what? To l'shem mitzvahs shofar. In other words, Rashi is saying that the mandama, that mitzvahs, ein tzrichas kavana, maintains that it's true that over here, binogeya to shofar, that he has no kavana lotzeis at all, and he's not mischavan lotzeis, he's only mischavan to produce a sound, which l'shem mitzvah is worthless, because it doesn't bring him any closer, because in the kavana l'shem mitzvah, he's simply a misasik. So kamash malon, that misasik is yotza. That even if you're a misasik in the l'shem mitzvah, yotza. But what kind of misasik does Rashi hold is no good? If he's a misasik vis-a-vis the maisa. Okay.
It just happens. The call just comes out.
It just comes out, yeah. Right. Rashi says it later on Lamed.
Is the only difference in Rashi
Right. Rashi calls him a misasek because he maintains that the fact that he has kavona to do the, it's like the out, he has kavona to do the outline of the mitzvah. Who cares? Doesn't mean it doesn't help any in the concept of l'shem mitzvah. Doesn't help. And the concept of l'shem mitzvah is a kavana, and vis-a-vis that, he's just as far away as if he's doing nothing. Okay, so kamash malon that a misasik in ogeya to l'shem mitzvah is yosef. See, take a look at Rashi. Rashi lamed gimel lamed beis misasik who below. Sheino mischaven l'tchia, ma'afilu v'lav mitzvah, elaman bach nevuchi, o shehoya nofeach b'shofar, v'also b'yadot tchia, avol, ma'avol tokeh l'shir, shemischaven l'tchia ba'alma, is yatsa. When you look at this, Rashi looks like he's saying like Tosfos. If you don't know the other Rashi. The other Rashi is maintaining that Kamash Malon, that Misasek is Yotze. Because he's being a Misasek in the category of L'shem Mitzvah. Okay? And even though he's a Misasek in the category of L'shem Mitzvah, we don't care. He's Yotze. Okay? But Tosfos maintains no, that Misasek can never be Yotze. So therefore he maintains that when he's machaven for a maisa, at least he's machaven, he's related to the mitzvah, to the l'shem mitzvah, by starting off by being machaven to a maisa, the maisa mitzvah, the character of the maisa mitzvah. So therefore he's yotze. You don't need tzrichas kavana. Okay? But
what's that?
Yeah, Misasik means he has no shechus though.
Okay. It's
okay if he has no shechus. Torah doesn't care. It's a tough job. I mean, Rashi's pshat is really not so simple to accept, because still the fact is he's a misasik. But Rabbeinu Hananel is a tziruf of both of them, because Rabbeinu Hananel maintains, like Rashi, that even if he's mischavim l'shir, he's still not yotzei. Why? Because that doesn't bring you any closer. Correct? And what? He holds, he's going according to the Mandal Mitzvahs Ancient. That even according to the Mandal of Mitzvahs Ancient, still he holds that you have to mechavein l'shvacha shel makom. So he holds that, he holds like Rashi, that if it's not l'shvacha shel makom, see, he holds like Rashi. But because he doesn't hold that if he holds you machavim to the mice alone, you're going to be a misasik. But he doesn't hold like Rashi, because he doesn't hold misasik would be yosef. As we said, that's a difficult thing in Rashi. Rashi holds that way, you can argue. But the fact that a concept of a person being misasik should be yosef is a hard thing to accept. So that's why Rabbeinu Hananel says, no. Mitzvah, when he's not machavin la mitzvah, means that he's machavin at least to do an act of shvacha shel makom. So that puts him in the realm. But it doesn't put him in the realm of l'shem mitzvah shofar. But it puts him in the realm of mitzvah. So that's why he requires that the person be machavin at least for what? At least be machavin l'shem tkiyah shel mitzvah. If it's a tkiyah shel mitzvah, then he understands that you're closer, even though you didn't reach the mandam of mitzvah strichas kavanah, because he maintains that you have to have kavanah l'shem shofar in specific. So it's an interesting thing that the Shita Sarach is kind of an in-between. I mean, it's a combination of Shita Rashi and Shita Tosfos.
What's he holding your
Mechavim,
for example?
That's
not your
Mechavim
to the
Mitzvah Shofar,
but not
the Chiyah Mitzvah Shofar. Right, you're Mechavim to produce a kol that's Shevach Lodah Lamakom. So therefore, it's not like Rashi's argument, just a Maisa Ba'alman, the Sasek. Because he doesn't agree with Taisus that if you're Mechavim for the L'shem Maisa alone, that brings you any closer, because it's the Maisa Mitzvah. He holds the main thing over here is L'shem Mitzvah, and L'shem Mitzvah, you're just as distant. So therefore, it can't be the case where he's mechavim this year. So it has to. So which case is it? There's only one case, he says. We mechavim l'shem tkiyah shel mitzvah. So if you mechavim l'shem tkiyah, but not shofar. But it's a ma'isa shevach v'adah. So if it's a ma'isa shevach v'adah, then we say in tzrichas kavanah. That you don't have to have which kavanah? Which kavanah don't you need? Shofar. Exactly. Okay. So, what I wanted to do, what I was fortunate that Rashi and Tosfos are really the backdrop against which Rabbeinu Hananel states his position. Yes.
Is Rabbeinu Hananel saying, two questions, is the idea of Shevach Lodah a component of Mitzvah Shofar,
Or is it a separate? Is there a separate key when blowing himself alone off? And is he saying, is it Da'at Kishab HaBlada or any key of Shal Mitzvah? Let's say the guy thought it's blowing Shofar Shal Yoga. He had another halachic purpose in mind. Would that suffice to put it into the halachic framework of rendering the key like a Ma'aseh Mitzvah?
Okay, so what's the first question?
First question is whether the idea of blowing for Shofar Shal Yoga is a component of Mitzvah Shofar, and that's why it's okay, or what is the mitzvah of blowing for Shofar Shal Yoga? Is there a key on blowing for Shofar?
Well, he can't.
He can't himself. He's saying that it's a component of the mitzvah.
Shofar Shal Yoga wouldn't be a good example, because over there, it's not Shmiya Shofar, it's a Ma'aseh Tkiya. It's a Ma'aseh Tkiya. It would be a different concept altogether. Although, but let's say, for instance, by carbon or by tinus. So there the mikdash b'chatzotzos we call shofar. So it's a kiyum of shevach. So that would be good. That would be good.
Any blowing
that is related, that is not l'shem this mitzvah, but it enters the realm of Allah. It's not a takeo l'shir. Okay, what was the other question?
No, part of that was whether this idea of shevach, whether the shevach is considered a component of the moment for shofar, and if we're performing on a certain level, or there's a separate theme of blowing the shofar for the sake of shevach, as a separate mitzvah. And he's machaving for mitzvah B, and the shevach, therefore that helps him for mitzvah A, which is shofar.
Yeah, the reason why it helps him is because at least it's in the realm of shofar shal mitzvah.
Right, so is there a mitzvah of blowing for shevach?
If a person blows a shofar, of course he has a mitzvah. But halu b'seik a shofar. But it's not the mitzvah shofar. But yeah, it is in the realm of tkiyas shel mitzvah. So he holds, if it's in the realm of tkiyas shel mitzvah, then even though he's not machaving l'shem shofar, but since it's in the realm of tkiyas shel mitzvah, so therefore, it would seem that he'd hold that way. Even if it be, not because it's bedafka, seker shofar. Because he says, kiyosebo. If you notice, he says, so he adds that kiyosebo. It means, as long as it's in the realm, if it would be a tkiyas shel mitzvah, he'd be machavi for tkiyas carbon. So then it would also be good. Because as long as it's in the realm of mitzvah, so you don't need the specific. But it has to be in the realm of mitzvah. That's the Rabbeinu Hananel. But at first, the Rabbeinu Hananel seemed very strange, but I was fortunate that I found the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, which is really like a backdrop for the Rabbeinu Hananel. And you see, the Rabbeinu Hananel is not so strange, but he's really formulated on the ideas of Rashi and Taisus, that he holds like Rashi, that the if you machaven for the Ma'aseh Tkiya, it doesn't bring you any closer. But he does know like Rashi, because Rashi holds that even if you're a misasik vis-a-vis the l'shem mitzvah yetzah, and Taisus holds that you can't say misasik, and he agrees with Taisus on that point, that you can't say misasik yetzah. It's a hard idea to accept. So therefore he says it'll be good if it's in the realm, at least, of what? In the realm of what? Of mitzvah. If it's in the realm of mitzvah, so then we could say that he doesn't need l'shem this mitzvah. But if it, as long as it's in the realm, halu b'seik ha-shofar, it's in the realm of shvacha shomakom, so then it'll be good. Okay? All right. Yes.
Could you explain
It's too bad Tosfos didn't put down like mushrooms, but it's pretty obvious. That the Kalishim Masasi Balmo, who you think that he's considered a Masasi because he has no Shaykhus to Mitzvah, who will come on Parabashat Nan, a Masasi Boyotzel, come on Shmalon, that that's not Masasi. Because at least he's Machavim to the Tzuras on Mitzvah. So if he's Machavim to the Tzuras on Mitzvah, that's all we need. That's the way everybody learns. I mean, Tosfos Pshat is basically the way everybody understands the Gemara. What's that? Oh, really? I didn't see. What is it? Right. Very good. No, so Rav Pesach says that the Masho is the kasha, that he doesn't understand Rashi because Rashi sang the Sasek is Yotzah. But you understand, if you understand the subtlety of it, you can understand why he says Masasek. Because the subtlety of it is you're dealing with the Lashem Mitzvah, which is an abstract Kavanas HaLev. So how does your Tokeh Lashir, which is a perfunctory Misa, bring you any closer to that idea of Lashem Mitzvah? Vis-a-vis Lashem Mitzvah, you Masasa. That's Rashi.
So you say every case of Mitzvah stands for
the Kavanas HaLev. That's right. That's a Rashi. Because that's the problem, that's the question. The question is, can you be Yotzei if vis-a-vis the Lashem Mitzvah you're a Masasek? Because it's the Gavra that's essential. And the Gavra's Kiyam HaMitzvah, he's Masasek been a gate to the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Okay? Right, is it? Alright. Want to do another little piece? Okay. Yeah, Tosfos. It's interesting. Tosfos says like this. Okay, the well-known Tosfos. You have problems?
No, we're going to find
like, for instance, by Lulav.
Right.
So Rabbeinu Chanan will have to say that he picked it up with Shevach. Oziranu Atzaya. Oziranu Batzaya. So he always has to have that he's doing it for some purpose of mitzvah. Like, for instance, Kriya Shema. So he's mechavim for a Kriya Shema mitzvah, but not for a Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema. But he's being mechavim for a mitzvah of Kriya Sator. So he's always going to have, in order to be Yotzei, he's always going to require that it's in the realm of mitzvah. Okay.
Let's say
he just picks it up, that's no good. That's exactly the case. That's the Kael Ashir.
No, but the Kael Ashir is doing it to produce a sound.
No. According to Ben Chana.
Right.
He's doing it for Shevach. So if he's doing. If he's reading the Torah for Shevach or for Talmud Torah, and he's not machavim l'shem mitzvah Kriya Shema, so then he'll be Yotzei. But what? Like the Rav said, that suffix was never paskin. But there's a whole machlokas whether the Rambam holds Srichas Kavanah or ain't Srichas Kavanah. And the Rav said, Rav Chaim held Rambam holds Ein Sichas Kavanah. And this case over here would seem to support it, the case of the Rambam over here. Of course, the Rambam has a Tekel Shir, is it? But they won't answer it, but whatever. It's a different area. Okay? Okay. And I say that by Kafu, by Matzah, since he knows it's Yontif, and he knows it's Yontif, and knows it is a mitzvah, so he's not just, he's not machaven l'shem mitzvah sachilas matzah, but because he's being forced, he doesn't want to be yotze in this. But he's in the asking the chavim to some type of achilas matzah shel yontif. Right. He's in Mopius. Right. So you have to say like the Ra. That in other words, by matzah hakaocha. In other words, he knows, the Ra says, if he doesn't know it's yontif, it wouldn't be any good. But he knows it's Yantaf and he knows that the Maisachir is a Maisachir is no matzah. So therefore he's in the ballpark. He's just not Machavim Hashem Mitzvah. But whereas Tekel is sheer, he's that, like he just wants to do it as a musical instrument. So there he has no Sheikhas whatsoever. That's like he doesn't even know it's, that's like the case where he doesn't even know it's Yantaf. Okay, very good. So that's how the Rebbeinu Chananel learns. Because he's doing an act which he knows is an act of mitzvah. He's cognizant that it's an act of mitzvah. Only he doesn't want to be yotzei.
Right.
He doesn't want to be yotzei.
He doesn't want to see against being yotzei?
He's against being yotzei.
So that seems to be a riot that even negative commandment doesn't have to be mitzvah.
You know, that's all Machlokes Roshana. Yeah. But he doesn't want to be Yosef.
Because he's forced. I mean, is it the case that he was forced against his will? He doesn't want to do the business? Or he's okay?
Yeah, they forced him for a reason. They don't have his knowledge. So he's scared. He's
not
against
him.
He's neutral.
I don't know. Why instead? Why can't he say he didn't have Kavanah?
He didn't have Kavanah.
Yeah, not that he had Kavanah not to be
Yosef. Sure, he not that he had Kavanah for all Yosef.
He wasn't his Kavanah to be Yosef.
That's right. But the Ritva says, the Ritva on that, where I mentioned the Ritva before, so he says that from here you see, even if the guy is Mechaber Shalolotzeis, he's still Yotze. Because he says they're forcing him and he's screaming, I don't want. So he says that's, he wants to interpret that way, like you're saying. But I mean, the plain shot is that he's just not Mechaber. That's a problem. That's the Ramban and the Ritva. I guess the Ritva follows the Ramban. That even if it's Mechavish Lovot, he's still Yotzvi on his own. But the Groh is differently. Okay. That's a separation. In other words, in the case where they're forcing him, is that Mechavish Lovot, or is that simply he's not Mechavim Lovot? Yeah. I don't want to know. Yeah. Yeah. Neither one call for him enough. Okay. So now, oh yeah. So you want to do another little piece? Yeah. Well, I guess that's 25 minutes. Okay. I have to ask you again. All right. So Taisvis is on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Famous thesis. So thesis says, if you look at the thesis, if you go about five lines from the wide lines, six lines up from the wide lines, he says, "Va'achshav noagin litkoa biyeshiva La'acha kriyas haTorah, shloshim kolos, gimel tashrak, gimel kashak, the gimel karak, ubetfila token amalchias kashrak, vazachronis kashak, the ashofras karak. Okay, so we machmer ayeshiva, but the way they did it there was that the malchias tashrat, what we call tashrat, and for Zichronos tashat, and for shofros tarat. Okay, he says lefum sugya dekula pirkin, but according to the entire sugya of the Gemara, haya royalis goa b'shas tefila malchias kashrak kashak karak, v'chein azichronos, v'chein ashofros. What? That you should blow all three like we do. Okay. The Rambam has a Mochamash. The Rambam says you really should have blown all 30 in Malchias, all 30 in Zichronos, and all 30 in Shofros. But that would be 90 Tzkias. And then plus you'd have 30 from before, it'd be 120. Okay, that's pretty. We knock ourselves out pretty close to that, anyways. But he's saying that all you need is one of each. There's one of each. The Rambam says you really should do the whole bubble, all 30. Okay, but anyways. But Taisvah says you should at least do Tashrak, Tashak, Tashat, and Tarat. Okay. Olach tefila kulu. Aval kodem tefila lo ashkechen kedisman nisha berach achkach disman lo shofar el ashkechen perkamalei lama talking marim kishen yoshu talking marim kishen omdin kidei la'av v'esasotin v'ayinu kidavdinin. He says, O la'achar tefillah. Or you should have blown the 30 after the tefillah. Aval kodem tefillah lo ashkechen. Why? Because before the tefillah, you don't want to be yotzei the tkiyas shofar first before you mitzaref it to the Shmon Esra. Yeah, Misha birfach kach nesman lo shofar, mashmana, that's the way to do it. El ashkechen per kamalil. Lama tagurim kishen yoshun tagurim kishen amin de larva sub. Vahinu kidavdin. Okay. So in other words, apparently that was a later innovation of kidei larva vasasub. Umiyu lachara nira liskoa betfila kamokain amalchias achronos vashofros kashra kashakara. At least for every tekia that we know to be a tekia, at least we know. So you should blow the one. So you should blow one. Yeah. What's the difference between, and what about the Rambam? The Rambam maintains that what? That you should blow shloshim kolos from Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. What?
In the past,
I
only need
kolos
for the whole thing.
What's that?
You only need one set of each.
For each bracha, you mean? Because he. That's what Ram says. Am I right? Does Ram say that? It's in the end of it. Bedin haya. So how does he do? He does like Tesis doesn't like. It's an amazing, it's a funny Rambam. I mean, here first he piles on the after Shlosh and Kolos and Malchus in front of the Shofar. Boy, it'd be an issue a long time. So then he realizes it's Tikkun Tzibur. So he reduces it to Tzkiyah Shmar, to Tashrat, Malchus, right? Tashat, Zichronos, Tarat, Shofar. So that's what he finally, because Tikkun Tzibur. Rambam is very difficult also. Why? Because of Tikkun Tzibur, have I got a right to Mevat LeMitzvah? If that's the way it's supposed to be done, you don't say Tikkun Tzibur, that's what the Tzibur is here for. Supposedly. Okay? Yeah. I don't know the answer. The Ron asked that question on the Rambam. What kind of a thing is this Tikkun Tzibur? Okay. But anyways, let's let that go. But what's the machlokas between the Rambam that holds you should blow on Malchus Shloshim and Zichronos and Shofar the same, and between us that we hold you only need one or three? I mean three, but you don't know which one, so it's going to be one. What's the answer? What's the machlokas? Bechor, the Rambam's right. You have to blow all of them.
Why would you have to blow all 30 each time?
He says, Bedinu should blow all 30. At least you can see why it would be factually a Tikkun Tzibur. I mean, that's for sure. Yeah, but I think the machlokes is, you got, wait one second.
Could be a question whether each bracha has an individual kiyum? Does it requires all 30, or it's the combination of one with the package of all three brachas? So it's the one unit. So as long as I'll say a brachas and have 30, I can do 10, 10, 10. Or each bracha requires its own kiyum shofar, which each bracha requires.
So the Ram holds the what?
It's saying that each bracha requires its own.
Yeah, but we hold each bracha separate also, because we hold that each bracha requires tashrat, tashrat, tarat. So if we held it was one entity, then you just have tashrat, tashrat, tarat.
It also tells us what depends. We have three different things.
No, but in other words, how do we blow on each bracha, malchus, tashrat, tashrat, tarat, zichronos, and shofar, same thing, right? So if you're going to say, so that would seem to say that it's one bracha, that each one's separate. I think the question is whether the tekiyas qualify the tefillah or vice versa. If you say that the tekiyas qualify the tefillah, so if you have one for Malchus, it qualifies. One for Zichronos, it qualifies. One for Shofar, it qualifies. You just need the Shem Tzkiyah to qualify the Bracha. So that's the way we do it. But the way the Minhag was, they didn't do that. That was the problem. But the Rambam holds the reverse. That the tefillahs qualify the tzkiyas. So you're going to need the whole bava to be qualified by the tefillah. And the tefillah is three components. You need to qualify it with malchus, zichronos, and shofar. You see?
The tzkiyas need all three brachas, you
say? What's that?
All the tzkiyas need all three brachas?
On each bracha, because the bracha qualifies the tzkiyas. And if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, he seems to say that. Kidei she yishmas at kios al seder brachos. Am I right?
It makes it even more difficult.
What's that?
It's halacha l'maaseh, so even harder.
Right.
And you only have a few of the kios have brachos.
Right.
So they can just latch onto that. Can just be mashal without tefillah?
According to
the Rama.
Yeah, according to the Rambam, you mean what's his answer after Tichon Tzibur?
So is he saying he can be mindful of the rest without Tichon?
No. He says somehow or other he holds that it's not b'shlamusa, but we can't help it because of Tichon Tzibur, and whatever that means. I mean, that's what the Ran asks. What kind of an answer is that? But anyways, I don't know.
You're saying it's a good tefillin without brachos. With brachos is
that? Without, yeah, the Rambam says that why aren't we matriach the tzibur? Because since you were yotze all the different sfeikas already before Shema Esrei, so we don't bother them to do it. We just have tekiya how does he have it again? Tashra tashatara. Right? Like Tesis doesn't like. That's it. Oh, he doesn't say above achasis.
Not here.
Maybe above achas means tekiya shma, all three.
Tashra is one.
What?
Tashra is the
longest
one, so
you're. Right.
The Rambam would hold our tefillah nowadays is definitely Tichon Tzibur.
It's definitely.
He didn't have all this.
That's true.
All the extra tefillahs had it next.
That's right. The Rambam would say.
Yeah.
The Rambam would say to us, "You might as well do all the bavas with it."
Yeah.
The tzibur is exhausted. I don't know. I didn't do any work on it. Okay.
This is talking about the Chazar Tzadz. I see that I am much more curious to say that not. Okay, so how much do you see with Kabbalah? You can do the same, you can do the same. It's okay, Shalom.
This is okay, yeah?
It's okay, Shalom. How much is the bronze? It's okay, Shalom. How much Shalom? It's okay, Shalom.
Doesn't say.
Okay, Shalom.
Shalom means duplicates. You mean like we do?
No.
It's a kia shalosh. Like a tarat on each one?
No, I mean it could be like tossus.
I mean shalosh means not. It means 10 colors.
Yeah.
Could be also. Okay. Yeah, it's cryptic there. Okay. So now let's get back to our tesis. Maybe we'll take up the Ram another day. He says, yeah, that they introduced the idea of La'arva as a sudden. U'miyu l'chor and niru l'sko b'tfilu k'mo k'en malchiz z'chornos v'shavros kashrak kashrak karak akol chad v'chad k'day lotzeis mistafik the Rebbe Yavohu who ba'orach pirish ha'yosin k'en shepirish ba'orach Orev the holein the machmeri v'avdi shloshim kidiyasfim u'shloshim balachash u'shloshim al haseder. So that's what we do. Keneged mea payos the paye imei de sisra. Okay. The ilein asora inan kishagom kol atfilo kol tkiya dechidoi in order to complete the 100. The Haymeya, yeah. The Al Minik Shalonu Hayatmiya Rabbeinu Tam. The Kashrak Shal Malchis for Kashrak, the Zichronos for Karak, the Shofar, Sosu Zezer. The Ganach Vyalu Kulaboyla Miyavit Kashrak. The Ganach Lachud Kulaboyla Miyavit Kashrak. The Yalu Kulu Karak. The Hinhig Rabbeinu Tam Bimkomenu Liskoa Gam Azichronos Vishofros Kashrak Kemoba Malchis the Hashtan Nofik Mikol Sveke Veleke Ella Hefsik Ubahochi Sagi Shalol Hai Lashana Samenik Biosa Dhamrin and Shama Teshitskis Bethesros Biyom Yatsa. What's Teshitskis? So he assumes it means Tashrat. Teshitzkiyas, that's the Tashrat, he counts as three, and Tashrat, and another Tashrat, and another Tashrat. So therefore, he holds, Rabbeinu Tam's Machadash, a very interesting chiddush. He says that really, there's no problem with Hefsek. Midaraisa, there's no Hefsek. Because you see, if you had Teshitzkiyas, I, the Hefzik, because he did, he's mafsik between the Shorim with the Teruah and vice versa. That doesn't matter, Midoraisa. Midoraisa Yotze. There's no other than Hefzik. Okay? So now, but how does he learn the Gemara? That's going to be the problem. Okay, you don't have to turn the page, and just look at the Daflam Dal Ramad Aleph on the bottom, right near Tesis. You see it? Asking Rabbi Avohu B'Kisri Tekiya Shlosha Shvarim Trua Tekiya. Okay, Tashrat. That's what he's misakin, to do Tashrat. So the Gemara asks, Manashach, Iyiluli Yolil, if they did the Trua, that was the right sound, Liavet Kia Trua Tkia, the Iginuchi Ganach, and if they did the long sounds, Liavet Kia Shlosha Shvarma Tkia. So which does he hold as the right sound? What is this new idea? And it seems clear that Rabbi Avohu introduced a new idea of Tashrat. So they said, what's this new idea of Tashrat? If he would have said, I hold it's Tashrat, so then he should have said, he's Misakin Tashrat, or Tarat. But if he holds his Misupik, which one, he doesn't know which one it is, so what's Tashrat? It's not, it's neither. That's the Gemara's kasha, it's neither. Because it seems from the Gemara, you have to learn, nobody ever heard of Tashrat before he came along. So that's why they ask, what's Tashrat? Does he hold Yul-Yol? Does he hold the Genuch Yanach? Okay. So the Gemara says, Mesafkalei Genuch Yanach Yul-Yol. That he really is misupik. He doesn't know which one it is. So now the Gemara thought, so he put it together. So he's Yotze L'Chaladeus, a new shortcut, because they used to do, before he came along, Tashat three times and Tarat three times. So the Gemara thought, he came along with a new shortcut, just do Tashat three times. So the Gemara asked the question, no, that can't be good. So that gets rid of that problem. Mask of Loravina of Aduma Genuchi Ganach become Mifsika Chua Bench Ram Latkia. No, the Hadoravi Tashat. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that he did, besides the Tashrat innovation, he did Tashat separately and Tarat separately.
No shortcut.
No shortcut. So that's why the Gemara asks, Ela Rabbi Avohu, my iskin. Who needs a stakana? That's the way we've been doing it all along, to be yotze both days. Right? So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Avohu, my iskin, Iginuchi ganach avde, ilu yilu avde. Mesafkalei Dilma Gonach V'Yol. That was his innovation. He had a new suffix. Maybe it's both. So the Gemara says, Yehochi Li'avad Nami Yipcha. If he had a new suffix, why don't you reverse it? Do true Shvarim? No. Because the answer is, the Gemara says, that people don't cry that way. Okay? The Gemara says, Tkiya Trua, Shlosha Shvarim, Tkiya Dilma Yiluli V'Genuchi V'Ganach. Stama de Milsa, Ki Misra Be'inish Milsa Bereisha Nagach V'Hadiyah. Okay? So the Gemara says that's not a possible. Because that's not the way people cry. Okay, but meantime, has Rabbeinu Tam going to learn this Gemara? Because the Gemara says that you can't be mafsik between the kol that is the that is the required call, and another call. It's an open Gemara. Has there been a time learned this Gemara? The Kamafsik Shlosh Shvarim Ben Shulitzkiya. Right? So it says it openly, you can't be Mafsik. Right? So they asked Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam gave an answer. He has two answers. I'm going by a second answer. Because the first one is a little, as to the Mishnah, it was a little complicated. Second answer. He says, L'chatchila. Our Gemara is only speaking L'chatchila. That L'chatchila, you shouldn't be mafsik. But with the Eved, it's okay. So what kind of an answer is that? Sounds like an ad hoc answer. Right? Doche.
Right?
What's that?
Why did he think of the Eved for his minute?
So, oh no, he didn't, because he picked L'chatchila for his minute.
He's doing Tashrat,
but
she's claiming he's all
the way from the other. No, the Gemara says when he says his Misak and Tashrat, that was a new suffix. He did what? Right. Rabbeinu Tam made the numeric.
Yes, he didn't work with
Bidyevit. Oh yes, right. So he did a Bidyevit. That you're right. Rabbeinu Tam did a Bidyevit. Yeah, but when the Gemara says Hafsik, that's only L'chatchila. Correct. Okay. So what's the L'chatchila and Bidyevit here? What's the L'chatchila in the Bidyevit here? L'chatchila in the Bidyevit. So I wanted to say it like this, that the L'chatchila in the Bidyevit works as follows. In the Heftzah shall call, there's no Hefzik. Because if you do Tkiya, Shvarim, and then you do Teruah, and then you do Tkiya, in the Heftzah shall call, you weren't Mafzik. As long as your Tkiya follows the right sound. The other sound doesn't count. The other sound doesn't count. The real sound is Shvarim. So you did Shvarim. Now somehow you started to do your Yavos. That doesn't count. That's a nothing. So as long as you have the tkiya at the end, it's good. That's a Rabbeinu Tam svar. It's a powerful svar. If the right sound is shvarim, so true is the wrong sound. So it's not a sound. It's nothing. So you just omit it, make believe it never happened, and you just do the tkiya after the right sound, which was shvarim. And the true doesn't register. Right? Oh. So why does the Gemara say L'chatchila that you shouldn't do that? So the reason is because in Tkiyas Shofar, and Rashi learns that way, learns that pshat in Kedela Larva Sutton. So Rashi learns the Tzchib of Mitzvah, because we show the Tzchib of Mitzvah. So the thing is, the reason why the Gemara says you shouldn't do it is because it lacks in Tzchib of Mitzvah. Because here the Gavra is doing a Tzkiah. Then he's doing the right sound, the Shvarim. So Tzchib of Mitzvah should demand he should finish it off, not stop playing around with the Shofar. So the fact that he plays around with the shofar is a pigam in Elgeya to Chib of Mitzvah. But actually, it's not Ma'akev being Yotze. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gemara is good. Because the Gemara is saying that here we're doing L'chatchila, you shouldn't have any Hefzik. Why? Because then the guy, it means he was Mafsik, the Gavra was Mafsik. not it's a hefzik or hefzik in the tzkiyas. The gaffer was mafzik to be like we decided to take an ice cream cone. He take a vacation in the middle of the tzkiyas. That's not covered amok. Okay, that's not covered amok.
Would that even be a problem here? Because the guy's not doing it to take away, he's got to do it for the halacha first.
Right. So the Rabbi Natan says that over here you're doing it because of Tircha the Tzibura. So it's not a pagan. That's why you could be outside. That's very good.
Why doesn't the Gemara say the same thing over there, that it shouldn't be a pagan because you're doing it in order to fulfill all the the Gemara by Kisri, that he's really doing it in order to fulfill all the sheep is, so why shouldn't it be why don't you say it's not a pagan there?
Oh, because they were doing Tashat and Tarat separately, without a hefzik. So what did Rabbi Yavoh come to make a hefzik?
He's asking before that, an earlier point. I mean, when Gemara thought he was just doing Tashat, why is that a problem if he's being guilty and suffering?
No, because why do we need him? Because, in other words, we have a system where we do Tashat and Tarat. Because it's a suffix. Is it Tashat or is it Tarat? But we do it without a hefzik. So me, Rabbi Yavoh, came in here to tell us to shorten it down and be mafzik and be pogea and the kavod shemayim. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no. That since he himself held that since this thing is all sveikis here, maybe it really was both. So that's why he introduced Tashrat also. Okay? Yes.
Isn't that coming up with a new topic that no one ever had? There is really one call. We just don't know what the call is.
Right.
So the up till that point, Chazal determined that this was a topic. So what kind of thing is it to add a new topic that was never considered to be the topic?
I guess he holds like the Rambam that once it becomes a suffix, so it means we lost the Masorah. So once we lost the Masorah, so you have to think you should try all possibilities.
And before I'm not about that combination.
And before him, I mean, why one group? Why they only had a suffix? That's a good question. In other words, he saw the suffix is which cry. So, is it the Ginuchi Ganach or the Elul Yoh? So, but it definitely is the cry. But we don't know which cry. So he says, by the same token, we should add in, maybe it's both. That's what he held Masorah. He held, once he lost the Masorah, and you don't know which one it is, it could be that originally it was both. I can't answer beyond that. I mean, but that was his finish. That definitely was his finish. Could be both, yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Explain why the extraneous sound is not considered a hefzik when we hear it is nothing. We don't say that by divor, for instance. If a person starts talking in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, we don't just say that's extraneous. What words?
The person talks in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not mivat lof. You're not supposed to do it because it's a mafzik.
Okay, I mean, not a good example.
Not a good example.
No, but where?
No, because the svar is very good. Because the real sound only is the only one that registers. So the other one is nothing. Okay? Now the only sheet that we have to do now is the sheet of the Rav Haigan, that he held, and many liked his shot, that he held that really all the sounds are good. Because all the Torah wants is the sound of a cry. Correct? So either one is a cry qualifies. So what did Rabbi Yavoah come to accomplish? So he said he didn't like a machlokas in Klal Yisrael, because the Hamonam were saying it's a machlokas. So in order to remove the machlokas, he made Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. So before he came along, that they only had Tashat and Tarat. Some would do Tashat, some would do Tarat, and they're both Yotze, because it's both Christ. But the only question is, how does he learn the Gemara? Right? Because the Gemara says it's going to be Mafsik. Right? Okay. So you have to learn like this. That asking Rabbi Yavoah B'Kisri Tzkiya Shlosh Yishvarim True Tzkiya Monashach Il Liyavet Shet Tzkiya True Tzkiya Right Ganach Liyavet Tashat Mesafkalei Ganuchi Ganach Il Liyavet. So why does Gemara say Mesafkalei? According to Rav Haigoyen, he never was misupik. They're all good. Correct? So the Ritva says that he was thinking according to the Hamonam. In other words, that he knew really all of them are good. And Klal Yisrael, all they did was Tashat and Tarat, because there's no reason to do Tashrat. Not that Tashrat is bad, but there's no reason to do it. You can get away with Tashat and Tarat. But why does the Gemara say Nesafkaway? He's speaking in terms of the Hamonam, that the Hamonam looked at it like a Suffolk. So they looked at it like a Machlokas, and he wanted to obliterate that idea. So since he's working along the lines of the Hamonam, that Nesafka, they're Mesupik, whether it's Tashat or Tarat, that's the way the Hamonam is looking at it. So therefore he says that that we're going to do both. Okay, so now the Gemara asks Maskeflor Rav Avir V'dilma Yululi Haviv Kamafsik Shlosh V'Armein Tshuva V'Tzkiya. In other words, they're going to think it's a machlokas, and they're going to think that there's a hefsek. The harder of it, kia tru tia, maskula ravina, the domali genuchi ganach, pav maska tru ben shram atzki, because they think it's a machlokas. The harder of it, tashat. Ela Rabbi Yavoho, my asking, so why did he have to misakin anything? He just should have done both, like we do. And not let the Hamon think it's a machlokas, do both. So he says, no. He says that, Rabbi Yavoah, my asking, Igni Rai, he says, Misafkale Dilma Gonach V'Yolo. In other words, like this, that he wanted to show them that he was going according to them. And he couldn't tell them that every sound is good. Because when they knew that every sound is good in the very beginning, some did this way, some did that way. So they started thinking it's a machlokas. So he went along with their idea that it's a machlokas in order to convince them to do both. And not only that, but he even added on another suffix. He said, you guys are right, it's fakus. And I'll tell you something else. I have another suffix. Let's do all. So be Yosef from all the Svekas. So the Hamonam, he got in place with that argument. And the Chachamim were very good, because the Chachamim knew that Tashrat is also good. Because they never did Tashrat because they were lazy. Because you can get away with any kol of Bechi. So therefore you can do Tarat or Tashat. So nobody ever did Tashrat. But they could have. I mean, a person with duda be fine because it's a kol bechi. It's the whole kol bechi. Okay, so that's why, in order to convince the hamonam, what did he do? He said it's a machlokus, and we have to do all this fakus, and I'll tell you another stuff we have to. So then he got them all aligned, and the chachamim were very happy too, because they knew that it doesn't matter that you say tashra, because that's a kol bechi as well. Okay.
Why did it have to be tashra also?
What's that?
Why
didn't
he say do both?
He wanted to enhance the possibility that they held it to suffer. He wanted to work with them. And I'll tell you even more. It's even more of a, there's another suffix too. And we should do all those factors. So he didn't want, because they were saying it's machlokas and there's no masorah. So if it's machlokas and there's no masorah, so then you should do everything. So he went along with them, it's machlokas and there's no masorah, and he said, and to prove it, I even hold, since there's no masorah, we should do another possible. So he went along with their thinking and even expanded on it. So that brought them over. But the Chachamim didn't need to be brought over. And they knew that Tashrat is also good. So according to him, he had no problem with doing Tashrat in Malchus and Tashrat in Zechronos. And Tarad and Shafras, going to him is very good. Going to him is very good. Yeah. Okay. Now the only thing I want you to remember is that there's the pshat that I said was that what is the kol shofar? That according to Tesfis, you don't say Tehutim. You just say three sounds of Shvar. Ramban says that a Shever has to be a crying sound. That's that the character of a cry, so it has to be Tehutim. So it seems to be Machlokes. Rashi certainly doesn't have the character of a crying sound. So we said the question is, what is the character of the Kol Shofar? So Tesfis holds the character has to be one of being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're being Mamluch HaMeluch, you don't cry. So that's why he says the crying is only merumas in the shir. So it's only covert. But the Ramban and the Rambam and the Rav Haigoyen, they all hold the character is important. So the question on them is, how could you be Mamla HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a cry? It's not a regal sound. It's not appropriate. But the answer is because this is the cry of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Like it says, like the Pasuk says, Vayivku L'mishpachaseyam. So when you Mekabal all Malach HaShemayim, and that's how you Mamla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's different than by a regular melech. Over there has to be the cry, because that's the real Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Okay. Okay, everybody, so we'll stop there.
I saw this with Volk, right? He says the same idea that you mentioned about the second set of tears being given to Tira. He says you can be masked like this way with Tira to Umar, Tira to Yushan. But the Tira to Umar says it has nothing to do with the Yushayom. It's just a day of Tira. Because it would be enough to go one to Tira and Yushan.
Wow.
That's what you're saying?
Yes.
And the Chinuch says that part of Ravo's suffix was that since they cry that way in the third place.
Yeah.
says in one place they cried.
He wants to say they did all three.
In one place they cried one way.
But look at the rush.
In one place they cried the other way. In the third place they cried both together. Okay. So he said, okay, so we have to have a tashra based on the Yavama.
Right. But the rush doesn't say it.
Does not say it.
I was looking for it. He doesn't have tashra.
And he says that was part of the topic. Because in one place there was Miyal and Beginichos Gasos, Makamacher Bedakos, Makamacher Osinakol, Gasos Bedakos. Each one appoints its own minute.
It's very hard. What does the Gemara say about the Rabbi? What am I asking?
And I guess that's what he was worried about. He said in one place it was Tasha, in one place it was.
Then why did they ask him that he should have done it backwards?
That's the first Yulola, and then the website.
The Gemara asked him. Marcus was never present. It's Mashmi, he was Machadish.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's what's Mashmi.
They had his
Chash.
It was his Chash based on the fact that maybe it's something new.
No, he wanted to convince the people. Yeah. He says, you're right. And the soul was lost. Yeah. So therefore, we have to do this possible way to do it. He agreed with it. That's the way. Otherwise, the Gemara is very funny. Because the Gemara says, so why didn't he do it backwards? If it was what they did, the Gemara just said they never did it backwards.
What do you mean by backwards? One without the other?
Reverse the Shvar Matrua.
First the Trua, and then the Shvar.
I guess the Gemara should just answer, no one ever cried in that order.
No one ever did. So it's Mashma, he was Mechadish. Okay. All right.